Anyway, coming up next to the stage, good friend, the world's greatest player of Magic the Gathering, Nate Bechtel. Yeah!
This is not true. It's an embellishment of my skill. It's mediocre at best. But hi. How are you all? That's good. So, I'm not going to talk about something soul-crushingly bleak. I think I'll be bouncing more off the haunted houses! Because I used to make them all the time with my dad in high school. Like, yeah, we did Christmasing, decorating all together as a family, but there was something special about Halloween with my dad and I, because we both just really like the screams of children, I guess. There's nothing wrong with us. We're family bonding. We're like, look at those little fuckers. 10 days. And then they'll know. And we went all out. We got fog machines, tombstones. My friends were really into Hot Topic and Silent Hill, so they got into it. You just, like, indulge them. Like, yeah, that looks like something a contortionist would do. And then they're really going for it in the mist. But I haven't been able to do that since I've come to Chicago. In fact, I haven't even been able to have, like, trick-or-treaters that I can hand candy out to and that. I really miss that. Yeah. It sucks. I'm just like on Halloween in clothes and like not even my normal sweatpants. I'm in jeans like an adult hoping someone will come by so I have a bowl of like shitty candy ready. But they never come. And I got to go home for my sister's wedding last week. And so we got really drunk. Like my dad got drunker than my mom had ever seen him drunk because moonshine was there. And so he and I had like drunk father-son bonding time, because if you don't have a dad who gets drunk all the time when they actually get drunk is awesome. It's super magical. You can tell them everything you did not want to tell them. It's so great. I got to tell him about everything he hated. But that was also, it sort of hit me very oddly because it tied into something about every time I told people that my little sister was getting married, they're like, oh, can you imagine at 22? I mean, like, I can. They did it. And, like, they have a happy home together and they're going to be decorating for Halloween and they're going to be having trick-or-treaters. And I'm in Chicago, really glad my dad's drunk so I can tell him about stuff. And not having any trick-or-treaters. So yeah, I completely understand why they went that way. And it was super cool to see a path that I'm not taking right now and something that I really love, and being able to see my little baby sister go down that path ahead of me. Which is bullshit because she hates clowns, and those are the best ways to secure your Halloween legacy. Like, we had those motherfuckers on, like, a zip line ready for kids coming down the hill. We did not play around. My dad is standing there in front of the candy bowl in a flowing black gown with a metal helmet on and a sword, ready for the kids to grab candy so he can unsheath that motherfucker and run at them. And that's what I want for my little sister, guys. For a happy Halloween of memories like that. And so, cheers to everyone who's getting out and making sure the spirit keeps going this year. Woo. Yeah.
Thank you, Nate. Have you thought about going into the mobile, like, candy dispensing business? Like, just going around in your sweatpants, it's fine, and just finding kids to give candy to?
I would just love no facial hair. The cops would have some words with me.
I think you should try it. That would be a really great Halloween experience for you. New tradition. I know. You would learn about the shortcomings of our penal system, and that is a true horror. Anyway. Guys, it's getting real political in here tonight. I'm so sorry.